Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Nice to have all of you tuned in with us across the USA, folks. Today's B-Block, well, it's going to feature the Chief Travel Leader conversation, and this segment of the show is sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
Here's another way to travel and enjoy yourself in locations as unique as you are. As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences with nearly 170 resorts in places like New York City, Las Vegas, Mexico, Italy, the UK, Japan, and a lot more, including popular spring and summer destinations like Orlando, Myrtle Beach, Hawaii, one of my favorites, Virginia Beach, and elsewhere. They provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
Wherever travel takes you, you're always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations, as they have so many perks waiting for you. Just go to HiltonGrandVacations.com or find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, let's get to that show hotline and head up to the Providence area in Rhode Island. As show friend Jacqueline Leibel-Cote is on hold waiting for us. She's the CEO of Colette. Let's get right into today's Chief Travel Leader conversation.
Well, it is great to have you back on the show, Jacqueline. Say hello to America and all the listeners tuned in via our now 575 plus stations across the USA.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much. So great to be with you both again.
Well, great to be
Thanks,
with you
Jacqueline.
As well, Jacqueline. Thank you. So listen, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, and for Colette, travel to Ireland, I know, is a popular destination, as well as England and Scotland. So let's start off with you discussing how popular travel to these areas are for Colette, some of what makes your itineraries different, and maybe share a personal experience or two from your own personal travels there in the past.
Yeah, look, I love Ireland. It is and has been our number one tour for probably well over 10 years. So it's a destination for sure that people want to travel to. I think there's a lot of family lineage that drives people back to wanting to travel to Ireland and Scotland and England. It's not too far, definitely, from the East Coast, you know, for flights. So I think it's a nice gateway into that part of the world when you're going to fly over waters. And it just feels great. And who wouldn't want to be in Ireland during St. Patrick's Day? It's just a great time of year. Have a little bit of Guinness, go to a pub, have fish and chips. It's part of what you're going to do when you visit, you know, that destination. And it's always a little bit more expensive when you're definitely going over, over St. Patrick's Day, because of course there's a premium to be in Ireland for that special occasion, as you can imagine. But
right.
It still is just so festive. It's so great with parades and everything that will take place. And just fun to be able to say that you were in Ireland or Scotland and England over that time period.
Some of the friendliest people we've ever encountered in travel are in Ireland.
100%.
Oh, for sure. I was in Ireland last March, I believe. And it's always great to be back, because I want to say the last time I was there was actually in November of 2019. I am telling a joke. It's really not a joke, though, but I was actually there in January of 2020 for our tour manager training that we do annually, and it was in Ireland right before the pandemic hit. So it was great to get back there last year when we were traveling again.
Yeah, that's great. So, Jacqueline, here we are in March, and it's Women's History Month as well as St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. So we both know how hard it is to break through the glass ceiling in the travel world. Fortunately, we've both had opportunities to do just that in different ways. But in your case, you became the fourth CEO in Colette's history last October. Four CEOs in 106 years is really incredible. You're the first woman. I know you've worked for the company for a long time, nearly 20 years. You were a guide years ago when you were starting out, but talk a little bit about what it means for you to now be running Colette and really impacting the travels of so many people.
Yeah, it's a really exciting time. I'm very honored and humbled to be in this position and to take the torch for my dad. And I have to assure everyone that my dad is still very much involved in the organization. He's the executive chair. He's actually in Australia right now for a couple of weeks working with the team there. So, but he has really handed off the reins and trusted me to, you know, take Colette to the next level. And I have him by my side to help support me in the transition and over this time, which is a great way to transition, quite honestly. And for, you know, for someone who has a daughter also and my boys to see, you know, me transition into this role. Cause when I first actually told my kids that I was becoming CEO, they're like, but what's Grampy going to do? And it was very much like, well, he's still going to be busy. Don't worry. He'll help you guys a lot. But for them to see me transition and lead I think is really important as well for that next generation to understand that women can be moms and be parents and wives and, you know, someone that you, a peer that you work with at, with, and it's just, it's a great opportunity.
It's very important.
And, I'm really excited. I mean, we have an amazing team at Colette, and we have almost 700 employees again, which is wonderful. It's where we were pre-pandemic, and it's to be in this position now after going through such a trying time for the organization and really being part of this growth story that we're in today is it's really exciting. And I just think that the world is our oyster right now. And there's just, I'm really looking forward to the places that we're going to continue to travel to.
Well, again, congratulations. And you do, Robert and I can attest to that. You have an excellent team behind you. We've been up there to visit you guys. We've worked with you guys for a while now. Great team. Colette is a family company, but
that's
also
first-class operation.
Very known, you know, for innovation and all of that. So let's talk about some tourists. So because of all the cities that we're heard on nationwide, we hear from show fans all the time. And what we know is we actually have a good number of listeners who work in the industry. And travel advisors are a big part of your business. I'm sure there are many listening today. It's good to educate them about Colette so that they book more tours with you. But, you know, group travel is something that I think provides an opportunity for people to travel with other like-minded people, people who love travel, family, friends, people we enjoy traveling with. I also think there's a little misperception for people who haven't done it. So I want to give you an opportunity to talk about that because although you're with a lot of people, you, and you guys do a great job of building in personal time and some flexibility into your tours. So talk a little about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think there can be a stigma. If you haven't done guided travel before, you think it's extremely scheduled. There's no flexibility. You're with a bunch of strangers for, you know, 10 days, depending on where you go. And that's really, that is guided travel probably at least 20 years ago, even maybe 10 years ago. So it really has come a long way. We're in the customer experience era, and that is something at Colette that we focus on, and I'm laser focused on customer experience and customer feedback. So what they tell us and what they have told us for the last 10 years, even longer, my entire career that I've been at Colette, we read our traveler surveys. And over the years, they have told us they want to be on the coach less. So we've changed our modes of transportation. So it's not always going to be by bus, but obviously to get from one city to another, you're either taking a train, you're taking an airplane, you're taking a bus of some sort. There's different ways though that we've really incorporated the transportation and flexibility within. So it isn't as scheduled as many would think. And there's so many stories that I have heard of people who go on a guided travel and on Colette to actually on Colette tours. And they have found lifelong friends, did not know each other on the first day, became lifelong friends, and they travel together now. They're like travel companions.
Well, and that's what you love.
Yeah, that's great when that happens.
It happens so often. And so it is, to your point, Mary, it's like-minded people, you know, who come together and get to experience the amazing destination that they're traveling to. And that, you can't put, you know, you can't put a stamp on a passport that could speak better than that, because when you just see magic in different places that you're going to, if you're on safari, I mean, you're experiencing that with people you didn't know before, but you're seeing such amazing.
Well, I think, you know, Jacqueline, what you're saying, listen, I mean, if you think back when Colette started 106 years ago, we could even talk about, as you said, 15, 20 years ago, travel was far more of a luxury. You know, today it's that necessity for people. It is all about the experience. And one of the things that we appreciate, you know, about group travel is that when something goes awry, you have a whole team around you that actually can ensure that everything is taken care of. And quite frankly, you know, your company wouldn't be around today if you didn't take care of travelers, provide value, and deliver what travelers want. So we only have a minute. It goes by pretty quickly, but I will ask you a trend or two, what you're seeing right now for what people are looking for summer, maybe even fall, or maybe even 2025 travel.
Trends are up. I mean, I can say that. The one trend that I will kind of put a plug on, because I think it's important, we have small group explorations. We have seen that product line surge post-pandemic. It is so much larger, and there's so much more desire and want to travel in a slightly smaller group, which could be a max of 24 people, average of about 18. So it's a great group size. It for sure has a little bit of a premium, but we have tours all over. We have almost 50 tours on that product line. So to me, that's one of the trends that we're seeing. But, you know, you're seeing the exotics. The Africas are doing extremely well. People are going further, longer, and spending more because I think just post-pandemic, that's what they want to do.
Well, we are going to leave it there for today. It is always nice connecting with you. Hope you have your own happy St. Patrick's Day, and enjoy the rest of the weekend, okay?
Thanks, you too. Thanks so much.
Take care, Jacqueline. Thanks.
Good to talk to you guys. See you.
Yep. Bye. Bye.
All right, nice to reconnect with Jacqueline Libel-Cote, folks. Colette.com, just go check it out. Also, look under the sponsors page, rmworldtravel.com. We are going to step aside for some important sponsor messages. Still ahead this hour is the Destination Spotlight as we take you to Scottsdale. But next, it's time to go biking as we share some of the world's ultimate cycling experiences. There's still 90 minutes to go in the show today. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.